banking giant UBS released a dress code governing everything from high heel height to underwear color for its Swiss employees. Papers around the world took a jab at the company, saying it had gone too far. But as Marissa Wingate shows us, in a competitive job market, every detail really does count.
From head to toe, heel to earring, buttons to back, Valley stylist Fawn Chang says if you're looking for an edge, the banker's style guide could be your guide to success.
Well, there's something to be said for that Swiss precision, right? You only have 30 seconds to make a great impression. So in that 30 seconds, make sure that all of you is tip-top and in the best of shape and condition that it can be.
And the UBS guide dictates everything from the number of bracelets and other accessories women should wear, limited to 3 by the way, to when men should button and unbutton their jackets.
Unbutton the jacket if you're going to sit down, again, to prevent the wrinkles or the gaping between the buttonholes. You want for your interviewer to pay attention to you and to what you have to say. If there's a lot going on with your hair or your undergarments or accessories or jewelry, that's going to distract from the important message that you have.
So Chang showed us some common mistakes and how to avoid them.
What we're seeing here is a look that almost works, but it's missing the suit jacket.
For men, jackets are a must.
When you're buying a suit, the rule of thumb is to start with either a charcoal gray, a navy, and a black suit.
If you opt for another color, keep it muted and pay attention to fit.
This look is too big in the trousers. They're a little too long and they're hanging a little too baggy on his hips.
Just as bad, too tight and too short.
An easy way to tell if your skirt is too tight is if it's creating wrinkles right here in the hip and waist area. So you can see right here, we're a good 2 to 3 inches above the knee. That's really a hemline that you want to avoid.
Here's how to do it right, a little longer, a bit fuller.
But it's not tight. And then we have the perfect length here, right at the middle of the knee.
And shoes count. Forget the straps and stilettos, close toes.
And definitely keep your shoes at 3 inches or lower.
For men, skip the slip-ons and lace up instead. Sunglasses belong on your eyes, not the top of your head or bulging from a pocket. Women should opt for simple earrings. Men should opt out. And bring a briefcase, but skip button-down collars.
This collar is perfect. You can see that it's nice, crisp, sharp and stiff. This is the perfect collar to wear on the business interview.
The idea, neat, pressed, and put together. A perfect combination if you want to bank on success.
You've only got one shot to make it happen for yourself. So do everything you can to make sure that that one shot is going to tell your interviewer that you're the right person for the job.
All right, great looking group there, by the way. That style guide even advises against eating foods like garlic and onions when you're meeting with clients. Chang says that holds true for job interviews as well. You'll be close enough for people, you know, you don't want to distract them with your breath, I guess.